The correct definition of a good Catholic is a Catholic who takes the salvation of his soul seriously.
Welcome to the Dude Catholic Podcast. I'm your co-host, Adrian, here with the man who doesn't cheat death. He wins fair and square.
How Ramon.
Yeah, you is. Today, we begin a new series called Killers. It's about those things that kill the faith within our hearts. One of many things, or a set of many things. Our episode today is titled
The Path.
Indeed. And our scripture today comes from
1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8. Be sober-minded. Be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion.
The aggression is so... Man, you'll understand why this guy is losing it. Eventually.
No, stop. Let's
no. I'm keeping it. I'll play the elevator music while you gather your composure.
No, I want to start over.
You think people like wait like till the end all the time? Put after the bumper music. This shit, especially in this episode. All right, we're good. So Ramon can't keep it together. So I'm gonna read the scripture and hopefully doesn't laugh. 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 8. Be sober minded, be watchful. Your adversary the devil prowls. I can't say it. What the heck? I can't speak it. What? It is hard, Ramon. It is hard.
Your face. Oh. It's so stupid, dude. Why is this hard?
No. I got it. Let me do this. I don't think. Okay. Elevator music. Stop. Okay. There we go. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8. Be sober-minded. Be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. Like sweet and sour.
Delicious.
I didn't realize how delicious was going to be so fitting for this scripture.
Yeah.
Whew. All right. You may not know this, but Ramon's been laughing for the last 10 minutes uncontrollably. And we're finally getting it together. So, let's get this podcast on the road. Now, there is a scripture out there in addition to the scripture. And that comes from Luke chapter 8. It's a parable that is known as the parable of the sower, where Jesus says that a sower went to the field to sow his seed. Actually, scratch that. A sower went out to sow his seed, and as he sowed, some seed fell on the path and was trampled, and the birds of the sky ate it up. Some seed fell on rocky ground, and when it grew, it withdrew for lack of moisture. Some seed fell among thorns. And when it grew, and the thorns grew with it and choked it. And some seed fell on good soil. And when it grew, it produced fruit 100-fold. After saying this, he called out, "Whoever has ears to hear ought to hear." Jesus goes on and explains this. And today's episode is all about the first one, the path. And as he's explaining these metaphors, or this parable, if you may, he says that those on the path are those who have heard, but the devil comes and takes away the word from their hearts that they may not believe and be saved. And so what happens here is that this is one of the killers to our faith. You know, when we hear the word of God, when we hear something that is of substance, and we do nothing about it, We just kind of take it superficially. And you hear this from a lot of people. And I remember, you know, when I was teaching at a Catholic school and I was talking about all these ideals of the faith and the kind of life that I'm trying to live and the fact that there's many people who are actually trying to do this, because some students would react and say, you know, like, that's really idealistic. You know, like, we're in the real world. Like, that's not realistic. And my reply was, make it so. You know, make it so that it is realistic. That's what I meant. And I would explain, you know, like, yeah, and I would not leave a doubt. You know, like, it's only going to remain an ideal if you keep it as an ideal. If you hear the words, but you don't let them take hold. You know, if you hear the words, but you don't water that seed. If you hear the words, but anyone can take those away from you by saying, yeah, but really, what are the odds that I'm going to find someone that's going to love me like that? What are the odds of me actually wanting to do that? That's good for you, but that's not good for me. Going back to that whole, I'm spiritual, but not religious, to which, you know, a good reply would be, so is the devil. And the devil's the one that comes in and takes away the word from your heart, from my heart, that we may not believe and be saved. And, man, there's so many directions that I want to go with this.
If I may, I actually,
no, you
like,
may not. It's fine. Go. It's fine.
I actually like how you were talking about how some of your former students were saying, oh, well, that's not realistic. That's whatever the excuse was. One of the things that I've learned how to say, now that I'm a little bit older, when people say stuff like that, it was like, well, that's not possible. That's unrealistic. That's whatever. It's like, so you're telling me that you're incapable of growth? And a lot of people was like, well, no, not really, but it's just that, no, it's nothing. It either is or it isn't. Because we just tend to conform to whatever's easier. You know, and we say this in the podcast very, very frequently. We are more than the world has to offer. We are priests, prophets, and kings.
PPK. And we
do not say stuff like, that's unrealistic. That can't be done. Like sexual purity, for example. And yeah, it's a man's podcast, but yeah, we're not going to make it about just keep it in your pants type of thing. But it's just an example, like sexual purity. I've heard so-called Catholic guys say, that's impossible. It's like, dude, no, it's not. Is it difficult? Yeah, it can be. Is it possible? Yes, it is. It even says so in the Bible, and it's one of the most popular scriptures for a reason. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. It's not an accident why it's so popular. Why? Because we're priests, prophets, and kings, and we can do all things through Christ who strengthened us. Who strengthens us.
And you know what that means? It means I'm not willing to try. That's what that means. You know, and I also remember telling my students, you know, we have a couple of things in life. We have obstacles and we have excuses. Mm. And we need to be able to discern between both of them. And an obstacle is a legitimate impediment to get to where you need to be. Mm. And what do we do with obstacles? We overcome them. So it's something that's out of our control, but we overcome them. Not by our own merits, not through our own efforts. And yes, your effort is necessary. Because God is waiting for you to start fighting so that he may know that you're on his side. And he knows already, but do you? You know, it's just like whenever God tests someone. It's like God knows everything, so he knows what the person's going to do. But the person doesn't know what cup he's going to drink from until it's in front of him. And we're either going to cower because the enemy looks like a roaring lion, ready to devour? Like sweet and sour?
Like chicken that's sweet and sour.
Oh, man. Just listen to the end of the podcast, because then you'll know why we're such idiots throughout this whole entire
episode. It's so stupid, too.
We're so dumb. Why are we like this?
I know, man. Why are we like this?
I don't know. But the enemy looks like a roaring lion. We have the lion by our side. And if you were listening to that episode of Father Tim Grumbach, he said about Aslan from the Chronicles of Narnia, when someone asked if he was safe, and one of the characters said, safe? He's a lion. Never said anything about being safe.
Yeah.
The lion is not safe. But the lion is not like a lion. The lion is the lion. And he will fight side by side with you. And he's going to make you look like a total badass. Because what happens is when people say those things is that they're putting up an excuse, which is not an obstacle. An obstacle, like I said, can be overcome. By yourself or with help, it can be overcome. But excuses, just to drop some street wisdom on you, excuses are like butts. Everyone has one, and they stink.
Yeah.
And it's all BS, to continue on that stinkiness. It's all BS. And one of the things that I do whenever students are giving me excuses, I'm like, and it may not be PG, but whatever, man. I just say, oh, man. Whew, you smell that? That's BS coming from your general direction. And it's because it stinks. It sucks. It's not true. You've come to believe it because I don't know why. But I'm not going to sugarcoat it. And I'm going to tell you, it's because you don't want to do the freaking work. It's because being miserable is easier than digging yourself out of a freaking hole. And we've bought into these lies that the world is telling us. But like Ramon said, and we say it time and time again, we are more than the world has to offer. There's a reason why people get sick and tired of being sick and tired. There's a reason why you're listening to this podcast to begin with. And it's not just because it's two idiots that, I don't know, that can relate in some way, shape, or form. It's because we're two idiots who are trying our best. And yeah, we fail every day. And yeah, we're not holier than the Pope. And yeah, we're not holier than you. And yeah, we're going to keep on screwing up. And we say it so many times here too. But we're trying, and we're trying to encourage you because you've encouraged us so much, man.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Like I've just recently, man, like I've been so validated. And granted, like we've gone through a couple of years without needing the validation, but just seeing it happen and seeing that the community's there and that we're supporting each other. And then we've had, I don't know how many hundreds of days that we've been nonstop praying for you. And I know it comes back to us because sometimes I'm like, I don't know how we're doing this still, but we're doing it. And it's through the grace of God and it's through the community because yeah, there's obstacles to what we're doing here. But we can't give in to the excuses. And we can't let the enemy swoop us up like he does that seed.
Archbishop Fulton Sheen. Actually, Venerable.
Yeah, Venerable.
Fulton Sheen. Said, the correct definition of a good Catholic is a Catholic who takes the salvation of his soul seriously. So all that stupid stuff you're telling yourself that it's impossible to be holy, that it's impossible to, you know, whatever it is that you're telling yourself, because perfection is not an attainable thing and nobody cares about perfection. God doesn't care about your soul being perfect. What he cares about is that you take your faith seriously and that God is always calling you to come home. God wants your soul. God knows that you can be such a wonderful and useful tool for the kingdom of heaven. And I have to remind myself of that every single day. Like we closed off the final, the final episode on the last series. It's Go and Sin No More. I think that's what it was.
You did say something like
that. Yeah, well, whatever it is, I guess we'll figure it out later. But it's, yeah, go and sin no more is not just a an excuse to just go and chill and don't worry about it, but it's rather an assignment. It's orders from the big guy upstairs saying, go and win souls. Lead souls to heaven. Don't pray
for us. Well, wait, so, yeah, no, I've been waiting, because that last part of the parable says, and some seed fell on good soil, and when it grew, it produced fruit 100-fold. 100-fold. Because the rich that fell on rich soil, as it says on Luke 8:15, they're the ones who, when they have heard the word, embrace it with a generous and good heart and bear fruit through perseverance. And it's not about where the seed falls. Because if you want to use us as an analogy, you know, we are the seed that fell into a certain situation where we come from a single parent household, where we were raised in less than optimal conditions. But what happens is that it's not about where you fall. It's about where you choose to rest. And some people choose to rest in the rocks. Some people choose to rest in the path, whatever, you know, to use those analogies that are given in the parable. But it's this little seed has legs and can move to where there is rich soil. And you can surround yourself with excuses and self-pity. Or you can surround yourself with positive people. You can surround yourself with people who have a mission in common with you. People who are done making excuses. People who are willing to work hard to dig themselves out of a hole. Be that seed. Be that person. Join us and pray for us.
And we'll pray for you.
Ferrum.
Ferro.
Aquitur.
Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour, like sweet and sour.